The Public News Service Daily Newscast, April the 10th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. Foreign-owned crypto mining companies are staking out eastern Kentucky for cheap electricity, and the state's major utilities want to give them discounted rates on their electric bills.
Critics warn crypto mining, which creates digital currency like Bitcoin, is an energy-intensive industry that puts stress on electric grids. Earth Justice Senior Attorney Thomas Smarr says there's little track record of these companies' impact on local economies, but they tend to employ a small number of people and siphon a massive amount of power.
These facilities are essentially these large warehouses full of computers that are plugged into the grid all day and trying to run these computations in order to earn Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies.
The Kentucky Public Service Commission holds a hearing this week on Kentucky Utilities' proposed special rates for the crypto company Batiki, seeking to build a plant in Union County. In a separate case, Kentucky Power and Kentucky Utilities propose special rates for another company called Ebon to build a plant in Lawrence County. Under state law, utilities are allowed to offer special rates as an incentive for businesses. Supporters argue the intention of an incentive is to attract companies that bring jobs and other economic benefits to the utilities service area. Nadia Ramlagan reporting.
Public education advocates in New Hampshire say the results of recent school board elections show families overwhelmingly support their public schools.
In most races, pro-public education candidates beat those who pushed for a parental bill of rights, book bans, or cuts to school budgets. Sarah Robinson of the group Granite State Progress says voters rejected divisiveness, opting for candidates who support fully funded and inclusive schools.
Americans and Granite Staters in particular understand how important that kind of community building is and that public school offers us that opportunity.
Robinson says nearly 90% of New Hampshire families send their children to public schools and that parents are successfully organizing to elect candidates who will support those schools. She points to the Merrimack Valley School District, where Jessica Wheeler-Russell and Sally Hurst Dickinson beat candidates from the group We the People, who ran on an anti-LGBTQ+ platform. I'm Catherine Carley reporting.
And former President Donald Trump's indictment in New York last week is dividing both lawyers and voters. David Cohen with the New York State Bar Association predicts, based on the statement of facts, the charges will stick.
The mechanism that has historically been used against presidents if they committed acts would be impeachment and then possible conviction in the Senate. However, this conduct is not subject to that. Obviously, he's no longer president, but wouldn't have been him because this was done when he was a private citizen.
This is Public News Service. As more drivers make the switch to electric vehicles, charging stations remain relatively scarce in large parts of the country.
With the Inflation Reduction Act incentivizing clean energy and electric cars, as well as providing investments for green technology, the demand for charging stations will only increase. Churches, with their large parking lots that often sit empty during the week, could help provide a solution. Houses of worship exist in every community and are usually centrally located, making them potential partners for expanding EV access. Charge Enterprises Incorporated specializes in electricity and communications infrastructure and has partnered with the Baltimore-Washington Conference of the United Methodist Church to install EV charging stations on church campuses throughout the D.C. region. The conference's treasurer, Paul Eichelberger, says that churches helping to improve access to EV charging in rural and urban areas may also potentially use the time to increase their impact in the community.
If you're in the business of trying to identify the needs of your community and how best to meet those needs, I think those 15 to 30 minute conversations in a church parking lot are going to be a critical path for identifying the needs, who has the capacity to help, who has the need, and then connecting those resources.
Brett Pivato reporting.
And a proposed rule from the U.S. Bureau of Land Management could raise conservation up as a priority on the land it manages.
The U.S. Bureau of Land Management is seeking public comments on a new management proposal which includes leasing parcels of public lands for conservation. Shami Anderson with Defenders of Wildlife says the new rules would help protect wildlife habitat, clean drinking water sources, and rural economies. As the nation faces more frequent and powerful wildfires, prolonged drought, and other impacts of a changing climate, Anderson says the proposal shows timely leadership.
To consider climatic changes and the impacts to our native grasslands with drought conditions, and to really take this more holistic approach, putting conservation right in line with other uses of the land.
I'm Eric Galatas.
Finally, Alex Gonzalez lets us know, following the recent designation of a national monument in southern Nevada, one hunter says he's pleased to know the roughly 500,000 acres of land will be preserved.
Garrett Hammack is a board member of the Nevada Wildlife Federation and says Aviquemé, known by the Mojave tribe as Spirit Mountain, is a place he has spent lots of time hunting and recreating. As a father, he says it's important for him to know his son will be able to see and enjoy the place that has meant so much to him over the years.
The biggest thing for me is carrying it forward for the kids. I have a 1.5-year-old, and looking forward, having that land protected and knowing that I'll be able to take my son out there is the biggest impact.
This is Mike Clifford. Thank you for starting your week with Public News Service, member and listener supported. Here are some radio stations, big and small, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.